This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Live and in effect, of course. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com and welcoming new sponsor, AR-500 Armor.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 Armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 Armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 Armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500Armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Indeed. The Armored Republic. They, by the way, are going hard after the civilian market, and I've got a kit. They sent me a kit, and I'm going to set it up, and I'm going to demonstrate it on YouTube. That's coming. I may try to get it filmed tomorrow. That's my plan. I had an online bully sort of come after me today. He was sort of denigrating. He was sort of dismissive. And I'm 56 years old. I work in radio. I'm a military veteran. I've worked in sales. I've got a really thick, thick hide. But I also, I'll turn the other cheek, maybe. But I'm going to reserve the right to maybe slap you back if that's what it comes to. So I did, and I've been going after him all day. And it's... It's probably not so bad, not so good that I do that. But, hey, if you don't want to take the punishment, don't get into the ring. But this is the new world. Online attacks, threats, taunting, bullying. That seems to be okay. Everybody seems to be doing it. But nobody cares if they're hurting another human being. Nobody cares if they're doing any damage to another human being with their threats or their taunts or their attacks. Some online keyboard warriors got on there the other day. And they went after this young lady who was a hunter. And they taunted her so much, she's probably not going to hunt again. And unfortunately, she probably won't be doing anything else ever again either. Her name was Melania Capitan, 27 years old. She was from Catalonia, and she lived for the last 3 years in Huesca. She became a well-known blogger and hunter, gaining thousands of followers by sharing her experiences in the outdoors with her fans. But after being hounded and threatened on social media by animal rights activists, Capitan reportedly committed suicide last Wednesday to end the harassment. Sources say the young huntress left a note for friends before ending her life in response to the bullying, which did not end after her death. One person wrote on her Facebook page, "She's finished the lives of many animals, and no one defended the death of them. I think our lives are worth the same as theirs." Another said, "You've done a favor to humanity. Bye-bye." Okay. I'll play your stupid game. Hunting is conservation. If you do not cull certain animals, they kill themselves. Eventually, they eat their own habitat. They do a lot of things. A lot of people choose to harvest meat to feed their families from the woods. All of you animal activists, are you regressive? Do you not understand that we're at the top of the food chain? Do you get that? They claim to act on behalf of the welfare of animals while targeting humans, but they do it on social media. To the point that this young lady killed herself over this. This is this should be distressing to anybody. I mean, I haven't looked at her Facebook page. I've seen what they've said in response to her death. All of you, listen, animal activists, I understand that something's wrong with you. You probably follow Cass Sunstein. Does everybody remember him? Cass Sunstein wanted to make it to where if we went to a zoo and looked at a gorilla behind a cage, the gorilla could sue us. I don't know how the gorilla would know where to go find a lawyer. But he wanted to, and you know, whenever we get out there about animal rights people, if you look at them, a lot of them will be also children's rights activists as well, which that's all about being against parenthood. So if you are an animal rights activist and you think that anybody who hunts is bad, well, something is wrong with you. Where do you think, unless you are absolute vegans, and aren't those plants alive too? Can't plants die? Do you think everything in nature is just supposed to live until it dies just anyway? There are no predators, there are no prey. Is that the way you see it? Do you feel like jumping out there between the gazelle and the lion? Lions hunt. What about that? Do you want to get out there and be a referee between a fight between two chimpanzees? Make sure that your dental records are up to snuff. I pick humans. There are, to be without a doubt, okay? To be without a doubt, there are animals that are out there that you don't want to have to kill some of them. Some of them, though, are, you know, the culling of the herd. I mean, in England, where they don't even allow guns, they have designated hunters to go out there to cull the herd, to keep the herd healthy. Conservation, idiots. We cannot forget this young lady. Melania Capitan. We can't allow ourselves to forget her because she didn't do anything wrong. She was just hounded to death. And a bunch of animal activists who are vicious. Let me rephrase that. They think they're vicious. They are keyboard vicious. Keyboard vicious and all that keyboard commando stuff, you guys really need to take a serious look at yourselves. Serious look. That kind of bullying, you know, you're sort of inviting trouble sometimes with that. That's all I'm going to say about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And back we are. Sounds like Yoda. And I hate sounding like Yoda. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, everything that you could possibly need. Go out there and get you some G-code stuff. Back when Mark Glaze was the executive director of the Bloomberg Mayors Against Illegal Guns, and later Every Town for Gun Safety, this was the idiot that was out there and told Chris Matthews that if you have an axe handle but not a gun, you are unarmed. And he went to great lengths to portray his master's anti-gun positions as moderate. And he used the typical gun control advocate refrain that his groups were merely seeking common sense gun laws. And the anti-gun campaigner used every opportunity to remind his audience that he was from Colorado and the son of a licensed firearms dealer. When discussing Colorado's magazine ban and private transfer restrictions in 2014, he assured that the laws improve safety, but that the Second Amendment is going to be protected. Earlier this month, he finally dropped all pretense of moderation and acknowledged his and his associates' radical anti-gun goals. Writing on behalf of a new gun control group called Guns Down, he endorsed mandatory firearm owner licensing, alluded to a government buyback for commonly owned semi-automatic firearms, and called for restrictions that would prevent even the law-abiding from accessing guns. Now, in a stunning departure from the Everytown message, he downplayed the importance of background checks, claiming that they alone aren't the answer. According to Glaze, to truly tackle the gun violence epidemic, lawyers must go further after the guns themselves. The gun violence epidemic. Mark Glaze's central thesis and Gun Down's organizing principle is that there are too many guns in private hands in the U.S., regardless of whether those guns are lawfully or unlawfully possessed. That's a rather oversimplified view of gun ownership, and that harkens back to the handgun prohibitionist messaging of the 1970s and 80s. In those days, handgun banners, and that's what they wanted to ban, were handguns, would cite the number of privately owned firearms in the U.S., then the number of newly manufactured and imported handguns each year, or their prediction for what the total number of would be at a future date. And then they would make alarmist predictions about what that increase would mean for violent crime. Now, all of those predictions have proven embarrassingly wrong, as the violent crime and murder rates have fallen to near record lows as Americans own a record number of firearms. But in making his case for severe gun controls, Glaze cites the results of a survey commissioned by Guns Down. Just makes it just that much more, you know, pertinent. According to Glaze, the survey is strong evidence that Americans support some of the most extreme gun controls. He notes that 78%, including 65% who live in gun households, support creating a government buyback program for assault weapons. 76% would support a ban on military-style weapons. See, now that's actually sort of abnormal. And the fact that they went out and funded the poll and then released the poll tells you that they developed and designed the poll and the answers to the poll. In October 2016, Gallup surveyed Americans about banning so-called assault weapons. Specifically, they asked, are you for or against a law which would make it illegal to manufacture, sell, or possess semi-automatic guns known as assault rifles? Gallup has asked this question several times since 1996. They found that a mere 36% of Americans support that ban, while 61% are opposed. The 2016 support for a semi-auto ban was more than 20 percentage points lower than in 1996, while opposition to a ban grew by almost the same margin. Further support for a ban fell among Republicans, Independents, and Democrats between 1996 and 2016. The most recent survey found that only 50% of Democrats favor a ban, The title of a Gallup article accompanying the results said it all in U.S. support for assault weapons ban at record low. So in other words, Mark Glaze is a lying liar that lies. In another portion of his opinion piece, he attacked the right to carry law by claiming a majority, 55% of Americans, will feel less safe with allowing more people to carry guns in public. That's also at odds with the recent Gallup data on this topic. In October 2015, they asked respondents, suppose more Americans were allowed to carry concealed weapons, they passed a criminal background check and a training course. If more Americans carried concealed weapons, would the United States be safer or less safe? A majority of 56% responded that more people exercising their right to carry would make the country safer, while only 41% held the opposite view. They just think we're sort of done. And in recent years, the country has been almost evenly split on the issue of gun control generally. In October 2016, when Gallup asked in general, do you feel that the laws covering the sale of firearms should be made more strict, less strict, or kept as they are? 55% answered more strict. 44% would like the gun laws to be kept the same or made less strict. But for the last few years, more strict has held the edge when Gallup has asked a long-running question, but the type of national consensus for more gun control that Glaze attempts to portray is non-existent. And, you know, the truth of the matter is people are policy. While every town and the rest of Bloomberg's anti-gun constellation attempts to use sophisticated messaging to dupe the low-info, uninformed people into thinking their goals are limited, their long-time affiliation with an anti-gun radical like Glaze makes their extremist endgame clear. We need to look at Glaze's newfound candor and use this to alert others to the gun control establishment's deceptive tactics and true objectives. I don't know why we need to point that out. Because to me, it's always been this way. This is nothing new. Nothing at all new. But, you know. Mark Glaze, he's a mental midget. And I know I'm being disparaging of people that are vertically challenged. So, let's just say he's just mental, shall we? Yeah. When we get back, campus carry and signs. This is Lock and Load.
Was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money. This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here's a scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 3 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, 3 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd, while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only, limit 80 per customer.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
And with a very heavy emphasis on civilians buying their product, I bring you AR500Armor.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR500 Armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR500 Armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR500 Armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500Armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Very heavy emphasis on the whole civilian taking the kit up. That is normally one of those things that's one of those last pieces you need. AR500Armor.com. This is coming out of the University of Georgia, and they have a sign up, and it says, in the interest of personal safety, the following are allowed in the lab. And you see a revolver, a small Glock, a Smith & Wesson, and a Derringer. Not allowed in the lab are skirts, sandals, shorts, and flip-flops. I have no idea why that is that way in a lab. That's just not what is allowed. Now, that sign reportedly posted to Reddit, and it triggered a bold command from the Moms Demand Harpy in Chief, Shannon Squeaky Watts. So, no open-toed shoes, no shorts, no loose clothing. Those are safety hazards and not allowed in the lab, but that firearms, which are carried for personal safety, are allowed. Pencils are allowed, too. So, it makes sense. The prohibited items could put students at risk of tripping, catching fire, or exposing their skin to chemical burns, while the permitted items could serve as a tool to protect lives should a situation present a danger to the students in the lab. That seems to me pretty cut and dry. Oh, but what do the gun control activists see here? Something slightly different. This is an opportunity to scare parents who may be considering sending their children to colleges in states that allow campus carry. Now, it gets better. Now, maybe parents don't send their kids off to college anymore, and since most college students are over the age of 18, they can do whatever they want. But, you know, earlier today, Watts tweeted, parents, don't send your kids to college in Georgia, Arkansas, Colorado, Idaho, Kansas, Oregon, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, or Wisconsin. I guess that's where they allow campus carry. I don't know what we could ever say to dispute this. Comparing the proper attire with the legal choice to arm yourself for self-defense in a lab environment on a college campus is either willfully dishonest or pretty doggone stupid, just plain old ignorant. The items shown on the sign that she referenced are banned in labs to prevent exposure in the case of a chemical spill. Something that happens frequently when the students are actively pouring and mixing them. But the risk presented by permitting licensed concealed carriers in labs is much, much less. This according to the University of Texas Campus Carry Working Group, there's absolutely no evidence of an escalation of violence as a result of campus concealed carry. And you can be doggone sure that if that were the case, that would have made the fake stream legacy media. However, let's look for the silver lining. Because, Squeaky, you and the countless other parents are going to have to accept that the Second Amendment rights of students who dare go to college in Georgia and Arkansas and Colorado and Idaho and Kansas, and I believe this is Mississippi, Oregon, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, or Wisconsin, will continue to be honored and upheld. And you just pointed out to them, which colleges do that? You also pointed out, because these colleges do this, shouldn't we know that nothing is happening in these colleges for these lawful, licensed young people that are carrying a gun? Didn't you sort of point that out? This is the problem with anti-gunners. They are so busy pursuing the agenda that they forget not to look stupid. Coming from the chat room, guest 653, talking about H.R. 38. Surprisingly, some of these guys, these Republicans that are holding up. So Trey Gowdy's holding it up. And are these other people that you listed, are they also Republicans? Lots of Republicans holding that up. And it's in the Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, Homeland Security, and Investigations. It went there on the 12th of January, 2017, and it's sitting there. We should go ahead and tell them what I referenced earlier today. That's what we should be doing. Seriously, Squeaky, if you're going to get out there and you're going to try to prove a point, if you point out which states have concealed carry on campus, don't you think that students' parents who would be doing due diligence would look to see what kind of incidents happen at that those places. Getting out there and simply saying these places allow concealed carry does not make for the case that it is dangerous, because you're not making that case. There aren't any incidents for you to cite. What an amazing piece of work. That is a stunning, stunning way to go. I don't understand you. I don't get you. But, I mean, I get that you want to, you know, that you want to control guns and that you want to make people, you know, toe the line. And you want to go to your places and have your little arm details. And that's fine. I get it. But, hey, don't, you know, pay attention to what you're doing, because you just pointed out which states allow campus carry. And now they're looking into them, finding out, you know what, nothing happens because people carry guns on campus. Students carrying guns on campus aren't breaking the law. There's no escalation of violence. There's no quantum physics discussion that gets out of hand and becomes a gunfight. Isn't that a problem for your end agenda? Doesn't that sort of completely destroy what you're trying to put together? I think it does. It's just pretty funny. You're pretty funny when it comes to it, because your tactics and your strategy, what you want is transparent. What you, the way you go about getting it is completely stupid. Very, very revealing. And you, in the end, you shoot, you're literally, you know, metaphorically, if you will, you shoot yourself in the foot. Oh, well. Oh, well. I think that was almost a public service that they did, though. That was almost a public service. So go check that out. Shannon Squeaky Watts has got it probably up on the Moms Demand Attention Facebook site. You can go check it out, and you know where to send your kids now. When we get back, let's talk about the 800-pound gorilla on military bases, shall we? This is Lock and Load.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com. Or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
In the saddle. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity. If you got your gun, if you got your ammunition, you got your magazine, go to tacticalholsters.com to get the rest. Coming from Judith Herman, our ordinary response to atrocities is to banish them from consciousness. Certain violations of the social compact are too terrible to utter aloud. This is the meaning of the word unspeakable. Atrocities, however, refuse to be buried. Equally as powerful as the desire to deny atrocities is the conviction that denial does not work. Folk wisdom is filled with ghosts who refuse to rest in their graves until their stories are told. In the United States Army, the training is handled by something called TRADOC, Training and Doctrine Command. And right now, they're putting together a phone app designed to assist soldiers in their thinking process on base and off when they find themselves caught up in a terrorist attack or any other violent crime. The details are not firm. I think it's safe to say the final product will be a replay of the Run, Hide, Tell mantra that currently represents the thinking of most Western nations, with maybe a little tweaking here and there. Nowhere is mention made of issuing pistols with some competent training, intended for open and or concealed carry, depending upon circumstances, to all officers and NCOs. Constantly armed officers and NCOs on base or off, because in the military there is no such thing as off-duty, will then be able and expected to take decisive action, including the precise application of deadly force during a terrorist attack, instead of just running and hiding. Concealed carry for military officers and NCOs should be authorized everywhere, similar to LAOSA. That idea, of course, is unthinkable because we live in a current, let's all be good victims orientation characteristic of much current Western military philosophy. I would like to see a campaign called Sidearms for Soldiers. That should be presented to the DJT. That would be your president, and enlightened members of Congress. The goal would be to arm every officer and NCO with a SIG 320 or Beretta M9. And there, by the way, there will be a great surplus of these very, very soon. And then provide them all with competent training on how to handle, carry, store, and effectively use these pistols, as well as providing suitable concealment holsters and other necessary accoutrements. The very uniform of the soldier is just lends itself to concealment. Doing that change would send a stark message to all terrorists, no matter where, no matter who, that our sad period of victim orientation is finally over. We're proud Americans, and from now on, we're not just running and hiding. From now on, we'll be shooting back immediately and without apology. Several years ago, running, you know, being on a range in the military, all the ranges were hot. When I say a hot range, that's a range where you're loaded. An 06. Let me think. That should be a colonel. Observed the training and commented that when hot ranges become default and Marines are routinely armed, he was worried about gun accidents and related bad outcomes. The only problem is in the military, you have those now. And you're going to have those occasionally, no matter what you do, so long as you're allowed to actually touch guns now and then. You have to train competent gunmen, competent operators, not just an occasional gun manipulator. Marines need to know, like soldiers, they all need to know how to live with a gun, because that is what they'll be forced to do the moment they step into an area of hot conflict. There was some agreement there, but that didn't make it very far up the food chain. Less than a decade ago, the idea of arming teachers and school administrators was roundly denigrated by most of our leftist media, and today the idea is finally catching on. Armed teachers are now everywhere, and more are being armed all the time, and of course the media predicted bloodbath never materialized. Arming our officers and NCOs represents the critical next step. Because like it or not, our military installations, it is known that you can't carry a gun on a military installation. That much is known all over. It's not a shock, it's not a surprise to anybody that that is the way it is. And that's because generals don't want to put up with it. Generals are, you know, don't get me wrong. Generals, they serve a purpose. You have to have an administrator in charge of everything in the military. And it helps if they know a little bit about the military. But it doesn't mean that you're a politician at that point. Although generals become that way, because after a while, that kind of nomination to become a general, that's something done by a politician. So they have to become political. And I get that, I do. But the idea that the military, one of the reasons they say is that the soldiers will run around and just shoot in all directions. And it won't be very well directed fire at that. For some reason, in the face of trouble, which, by the way, soldiers train for that, they will scatter and become quite, it'll be like herding cats. Nobody can give me any data to support that, of course. But that's the prevailing opinion. Now, what about off post? If you can carry a gun off post, why should a military reservation be any different? I know what you're saying. Well, Bill, it's the military. Well, yeah, that's why it's the military. The job of the military actually involves guns from, you know, going out and shooting guns and doing things with guns and stuff with guns all the time. All the time. So, that's the job. We don't have to, we don't need to have ever again another Fort Hood or a third Fort Hood or a recruiting center or any of that kind of stuff. We don't, our soldiers should not be targets at all. Simply because they're in uniform. If they're going to be targeted, let's give them a means to fight back. We wouldn't send them into combat unarmed, would we? I mean, I know that I say all the time that I look at the military today and see it as sort of a social experiment. But, I mean, we wouldn't go that way, would we? I don't think we would, no. In fact, I know we would. Why do we send them out in an area now, which, whether we like it or not, terrorist attacks do happen here in the United States, and they will continue to happen here in the United States, where they are nothing more than a target because they're in uniform? That's something that we need to press. We don't seem to do a very good job of taking care of the soldiers when they're active duty, and we don't do a very good job of taking care of them when they're veterans. We need to do it again. Chaos2K, you need to send me your email or your mailing address one more time. I got hats finally coming, brother. Hats are finally coming. You're listening in the chat room right there. Do that for me. Finally, I got something I can send to one of the ninjas of the month. Third hour's coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.